questions from Brianna McKay. Brianna?
Hey, Wilfred. I first want to start with, obviously, the red card on Malte tonight. Can you just talk about what you saw and your thoughts on that red card?
Oh, this is a red card. Malte, they played 4 or 5 balls in a row over the head of Malte and the side of Malte and Duan, and Malte didn't adjust, so it's a foul. So on this one, I cannot talk, but this one was obvious, but I have an issue also because we discuss already every year. We have a meeting with the referee talking about the improvement about the rules, the improvement about the VAR, and so on and so on and so on. And every year we say the same thing, that I respect all style of play, all the opposition. If they want to play nasty, they can play nasty. I have no problem with that. But the referee has to be here to protect our players. And we said many times, and I said it many times, that how many times that they're going to allow a foul on Darlington all the time, all the time, all the time. So the foul at the 20 minutes, he almost broke the ankle of Darlington. He should be at least a yellow card. But again, and if he puts the yellow card, and after that, this is not the same game, because the next one, well, he's going to play maybe with another yellow card and so on and so on. So again, they have to be better on that. They have to be better, because the way we play, and again, I'm not saying that we play better than the opposition. This is not the topic. But the way we play, we know that we provoke foul. So the referees, they have to do their job also, knowing that the way each team plays, and after that, they have to be good. And the fourth referee, he has to be good also to help the guy. I know that he's going quick, but this is the situation. Second situation. Again, I respect the rules. So we conceded the only goal because we had Sheba out for the concussion. So, again, we want to be proactive in MLS, and I like that, because we put the rules that we have 10 seconds to come out. We have the possibility. Is it possible to have a possibility to adjust that if there is a concussion, and if there is already a guy out for the red card, that we can be more, I don't know, just common sense. Because again, tonight we conceded, they defended like crazy, the attacking also really well. We played with a lot of personality. But again, yes, don't get me wrong, they had chances, but we defended well because they didn't score. The only goal that they scored is on corner, because we have 2 players out. Yes, 1 red card, but also this situation.
That was going to be my next question. If that was, so Yevon being out on that play was because of just the MLS regulations?
Yeah, but again, I understand that, but can we adjust that? Because it was a corner, and we play with 2 men down. No kidding that they're going to touch the ball with their head. Normal. So again, I think that we can use this case to get better. This is my point.
And when you just look at the overall performances, especially with those setbacks, when you were playing with 10 men, just how did you feel like the team was able to do, just defending them and keeping them off the board, obviously, when you had 10 and not 9 men?
Yeah, listen, we started the game really well. We could have scored the second goal. It was a foul. To be honest, it's difficult to accept, but I can understand, you know, on the goal of Mo. But this is difficult to see that, because if we call this foul, we have to call it every time. But we played with a lot of personality. You know, we started really well. We faced a really good team. We play good football, and we stay calm and composed. When we didn't have the ball, we suffer towards the end of the first half, because they were attacking and we were not able to keep the ball. But after that, we won the battle of power to install and to keep the ball, and we got the red card. And what I like about the red card is we played with personality. we play, try to play the same way, try to attack when it was the good moment, try to keep the ball when it was the good moment, and we were brave. And for me, this is unbelievable because, again, I think that this game is the first time that we had this kind of situation. We played already with 10 men, but that we played with personality like this away, knowing that we played Wednesday or Tuesday, and we traveled. I love my team. I love it. And this is a really, really great performance that we have against a really good team.
You say a player's personality. Can you expand a little on what you mean when you say that?
Keep going to press. Keep going to play the high line. Keep going to build up when it was the good moment. Keep going to play in behind when it was the good moment. Keep going to play side to side and to control the game when we had the chance to control the game. And play with a lot of composure and also urgency defensively. And this is what we did well.
And last thing I want to ask, obviously you have Max scoring the one goal tonight. It felt like he's kind of been searching for that goal in the last four games. Can you just talk about him finally being able to find the goal?
Yes, good for him, but I told him that he sometimes he has to be ugly inside of the box. He's too nice, and he could have had two or three situations that he didn't finish because he wanted to do a move, and I think that he knows that the next step is to recognize when he has to finish, because sometimes this is the moment to pass the ball. But on this one, I think that this is a good learning because he could have been in a better situation and could have finished the action instead of being nice. But again, this is a process. And I'm happy that he scored, and good for him and good for the team.
Thank you.